I'm Casey Kelly. This weekend marks the 25th anniversary of Juno's Blessing of the Fleet. The annual event is held at the Alaska Commercial Fishermen's Memorial on the downtown waterfront. Five names have been added to the memorial's granite wall this year, bringing the count to 203 men and women. The tradition honors those who participate in one of Alaska's largest industries. Carl Broderson stands in the half-moon-shaped Fisherman's Memorial, pointing out members of his family whose names are etched on the wall. He starts with his grandparents, then his uncle, and finally his parents.
John and Elizabeth Claussen are right here, above F.B. Lightly. John Eric Claussen is more towards the middle. I always have to try and pick him out. Yeah, there we go. So yonder with the star, you kind of see him just past the center point. And my parents are more to the left here, right here in the middle. Third panel, Mark and Christine.
As with all of the names on the wall, each of Broderson's family members worked in the commercial fishing industry in some capacity. He lost both his parents to illness at a young age. His grandparents lived into their 80s and 90s, though his grandfather died unexpectedly in a drowning accident. His uncle, whose name is marked with a star, died at sea. Broderson says the blessing ceremony every year serves as a reminder of his family's commercial fishing roots.
It's affirming. It's nice to know that there's a place where their names can go to be remembered, but also sad, of course, as well, that they're there in the first place. A lot of people on this wall shouldn't be. They were entirely too young.
Broderson is a board member of the nonprofit that manages the memorial and organizes the annual Blessing of the Fleet. Commercial fishing is a multi-billion dollar industry in Alaska, employing thousands of people. But Broderson says in some ways, the fishing community in the state, like the population of Alaska itself, is rather small.
You grow up within the fishing system, you know about people from, you know, far and wide. And so, you know, you look along this wall and I could probably point out a quarter of the names as people that I've at least heard of or recognized in some fashion.
During the blessing ceremony, each name on the wall is read aloud. This year, the names of Toivo and Margaret Anderson, longtime friends of Broderson's grandparents, will be read for the first time.
They lived in Pelican a long time ago, good proper Finns, you know, very stoic Nordic types. It was often said of Toivo that he was such a good fisherman that he could catch a salmon simply by dragging a herring across a muskeg.
Besides paying respects to those who've died, the ceremony is meant to honor the men and women still fishing. A procession of boats will pass the memorial in Gastineau Channel to receive a blessing, performed this year by Pastor Phil Campbell of Northern Light United Church.
Fishing is such a central part of the lifeblood of Juneau and all of Southeast for that matter.
This will be the second time Campbell has performed the blessing. He says it's kind of like life itself in that you can't always separate the happiness from the sadness.
Here's this excitement and anticipation and getting ready for the new season and everybody's happy and it's a party. And at the same time, there is somber reflection.
Campbell says he plans to spend a little time during this year's ceremony talking about the Spanish word for blessed.
It's bienaventurados. So literally translated in English, it means may the adventure go well with.
He says he can't think of a better word to sum up what the blessing of the fleet is all about. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.